Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's all about the draft. Host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. You can check out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. And, of course, we'll talk to him about my front page story in just a bit. He is a friend of ours, and he knows football, guys. Ross, it's good to have you back on the show. Counting down to the draft, my man. How you feel, by the way? Yeah. What do you think's going to happen here?
Oh, I love it. I love the draft. You guys know I'm obsessed with the sport, and then in particular, I cover and call games college and NFL, so it's the marriage of the two. And then the last thing I would say is I never really thought about getting into coaching, but I did think about getting into the front office. I've had a couple teams reach out over the years. I like the contract stuff. I like the front office stuff. So for me, the draft is just incredible. I'm looking forward to it. I can still remember, guys, this is really funny because I'm close friends with him now. But my sophomore year of college, I think, and it was 1999 draft. We had, you know, this is back when the draft was 2 days, right? Saturday and Sunday. And we had spring ball. We had practice in the morning at Princeton. And then I had, like, a bunch of guys on the team come over to my my dorm room to watch the draft because I had a big common area. I don't know if we got, like, I don't know how many 30 packs we got. We just sat there and watched the draft. And the Bucks drafted a D tackle out of LSU named Anthony Booger McFarland. Okay. And the year before, my freshman year, the Vikings had drafted Matt Burke out of Harvard. And, you know, I had played at the end as a freshman against him. And then in spring ball, my freshman, they moved me to offensive line. I thought, well, if that guy can get drafted, maybe I can get a shot in the NFL, right?
Right.
I'm watching the draft. They're showing Booger at nose tackle, making tackles sideline to sideline, running like a 4.5 40. And I remember thinking, yeah. So I got to really do well in school to get one of these Wall Street jobs because the NFL is not happening. There is no chance that I could block a guy like that ever, which is funny because I went up against him a couple times, and he and I had a radio show together on NFL radio for a while, and we talked. But I distinctly remember watching highlights. That was really my favorite part because back then, before everything was YouTube, before everything was online, that was like the first time you watch highlight clips of these guys, right?
True.
So it's like you're watching the draft. They take the guy. They show 45 seconds of like five ridiculous plays. And you're like, oh, my God, did you see that? Like now we've all watched it before the draft even happens.
Right. Ross Tucker's with us. It's funny. Our good buddy David Pollack said the same thing his first year looking at tape, and they showed him Jonathan Ogden. He goes, I can't. What am I supposed to do against that guy? I mean, he's the size of a mountain. Ross Tucker's with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. The thing that gets me, Ross, is because I do all these stupid mocks and we go round and round on this stuff, is in one sentence they'll tell you this guy's the best thing, and then a sentence later they're breaking him down as if he sucks. You know, it's all on the same page. So some of the stuff, I think you get jammed up with the paralysis of analysis.
Well, you know what I'll say about that? I think that's the way it should be. I mean, I think for any decision – you should talk about the pros and cons. I mean, there's pros and cons for you guys. when you guys bring me on the show, right? Like anything. Like, I mean, there's pros and cons. It's so funny because I was somewhere. I was on national radio today, and they asked me about Robert Kraft and what he reportedly said to Arthur Blank about Bill Belichick, which right. is obviously relevant to you guys. I said, listen. He said, what do you think about Robert Kraft making sure Arthur Blank didn't hire Bill Belichick? And I said, I don't really – that's not what I took from it. I took from it that Arthur Blank and Robert Kraft have a good relationship. They're close. They're around the same age. And mm-hmm. Arthur Blank probably called Robert Kraft and said, tell me about the guy. And I'm sure Kraft said, he's a football savant. You know, he's this, he's that. You know, he can be tough to deal with at times. He's arrogant. I mean, look. Everybody has that. Everybody has the pros and cons. And wouldn't it be, if Kraft just said everything positive mm-hmm. about Belichick, wouldn't he be a bad friend to Arthur Blank? I mean, if you guys are looking to hire an intern or a new producer, and I knew somebody, and you asked me about him, and I said, oh, he or she is the greatest thing ever, and blah, 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 and I didn't tell you that they show up late every day,
yeah.
you'd be like, what the heck, Ross? I mean, I could tell you she's great or he's great and this, but he's not going to get there for like 20 minutes. You know, I think I would like to think that you guys would be honest with me. I'd be honest with you. So what's the problem with Kraft being honest with Arthur Blank?
Right. It's true. Ross, as we talk about these quarterbacks, there's been a lot of discussion. That's where this thing is going to start tomorrow. What's your take on the class? What's your take on Drake May and Jayden Daniels, and how far away are they from Caleb Williams? And, you know, is somebody going to roll the dice on Bo Nix? I mean, all this stuff. I think Michael Penix is higher on boards than people are giving him credit for. I've talked to some people who said there are multiple teams who really like him. What do you think?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So it's so interesting because it's rare to get any type of consensus, but I'm telling you guys, every quarterback guru I brought on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast over the last 5 weeks or whatever, 6 weeks, they've been unanimous when it comes to two guys, Jayden Daniels and Drake May. Mm. I'm talking Phil Sims, Greg Cosell, Louis Riddick, Dan Orlovsky. I had Chase Daniel on last week. They all absolutely rave about Jayden Daniels. And I don't know how many of them said it. A couple of them did for sure. They think he's a better prospect than Caleb Williams.
Right.
I mean,
right on.
He is lightning as a runner, and he's a better pocket passer, better pure progression reader. I mean, they all sounded enamored with Jayden Daniels, more so than Caleb Williams. And then for Drake May, boy, they all had concerns. I mean, I think somebody said raw. Phil Sims said he was disappointed watching the tape. One of them said he doesn't have throw-to-throw accuracy. Somebody said bad footwork. Somebody said he misses layups. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. It's kind of wild to me that right now most people think it's Daniels at 2, Drake May at 3, mm-hmm. because everybody I had on my show, and I don't pretend to be a quarterback guru.
Right.
You know, just once I'm going to go on somebody's show and be like, I just don't like his footwork. I just don't like his lower body, you know, like, and act like I know what I'm talking about with a quarterback's footwork. Give me a break, right? But the people that do know that, and play the position and or study it extensively. They all love Jaden Daniels, and they're all concerned about Drake May, and yet they might go 2-3, which is kind of wild.
Right. Our man Ross Tucker, guys, 7 years in the NFL and now the podcast and everything else. We saw him at the Army-Navy game last time we saw the man face-to-face. The thing is, you played for the Patriots. Carl was asking the question because we've got needs. We need corners. We need edge rushers. Why don't we take two of everything? And I went back and I looked at Belichick's draft. And over the years, when we would like get all those draft picks, Ross, there was years, like 2 years in a row, he had like 12 draft picks, which is insane. And then literally his draft picks were like Noah's Ark, two tight ends, two inside linebackers. Why don't more teams try to do that and make it the contact sport and you get a lower miss rate?
Well, they should. I mean, I think the issue, number one, is that most of them don't have that many picks. And then number two, you know, most of them feel like, well, we really could use a linebacker. We really could use a safety. We really could use a D lineman. And they kind of get one of each mm-hmm. instead of two of certain positions. But you look at, like, that's worked out a couple times for the Baltimore Ravens, like at the tight end position, right? You know, they drafted the 1 year Dennis Pitta and Ed Dixon, and Pitta ended up being better. And then I think they took Hayden Hurst and yep. Mark Andrews in the same draft. Hurst was a first-round pick, and Andrews, I think the third or fourth-round yep. pick, ended up being the better player.
Right.
So I like that philosophy. I subscribe to that philosophy, especially when it's positions where multiple guys play, right? You know, you're going to rotate through at least five corners play, right, in during the course of the season, and at least four or five DNs play. There's no problem taking – a couple of them. Same with interior defensive line. So I subscribe to that philosophy. I am curious, though, who do the fans want down there? It feels like they're going to take a defensive player. I think they should take a defensive player. You know, there's even some people who think maybe it's Byron Murphy, the D tackle from Texas now.
Yeah.
And I think there's a decent opportunity for the Falcons to trade down for somebody who comes up either for a quarterback or a receiver or an offensive tackle. Falcons might be able to trade down and still get one of the two or three best defensive players in the draft.
That's the best scenario, Ross. That is what we want. It's what right. we've been talking about. It's what we've been preaching. Because I'm not a believer in Dallas Turner at 8. Just the value. Latu is the best pure pass rusher. If you're going to do that and you want pass rush, that's the guy. But do you take him at 8? I'm with you. That's the best scenario. But you need a trade partner, right? You need somebody that wants to come and get that pick. We're going to see how that plays out. I want to ask you about myfrontpagestory.com. Tell our listeners about how they can do this.
Well, I've told you guys about it before. Mother's Day is a couple weeks away. By far the best Mother's Day gift. Not even close. My sister and I got one from my mom a couple years ago, and when she read the quote from my sister that I wouldn't be the woman I am today if it weren't for my mom has heard it bawling. The way it works is you talk to one of their writers for 10 minutes while you're driving to Chick-fil-A or driving home from work. You tell them how great your mom is. They write this unbelievable story, and then they get a couple pictures from you. So it looks like it's on the cover of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's framed. It's beautiful. And when you give it to her, to be able to do something different rather than like a gift card or flowers, to be able to say, Mom, I want to do something special, so I had a story written about you. It's like my mom started bawling. She has it hanging up literally right next to her front door, which is a little bit weird, but it's right next to her front door.
Right.
So I highly, highly recommend it. Just go on your phone whenever you get a chance, myfrontpagestory.com. Get it on your get the browser open and then order it later. And you'll hit it out of the park. I mean, moms are everybody's first-round pick. They're everybody's top choice, number one overall pick. So get them the gift they deserve. MyFrontPageStory.com. MyFrontPageStory.com.
All right, man.
Ross, great stuff, man. Enjoy the draft. We'll get a chance to chop it up after all this goes down and see what you thought and whether, you know, this thing played out the way we thought it would. It never does, but it's so much fun. It never does. That's why I always laugh.
That's what makes it fun. Yeah. Sounds great, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, you. Ross Tucker, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.